File 5, Listening 2.
Today we're going to be talking about time management strategies. With us we have Margaret Cooper, a time management specialist at the local university. She works with students who are having difficulty managing all of the demands of their busy lives, and most of us can agree that students often have heavy workloads. Margaret is going to give us some advice for managing our time better. Welcome, Margaret.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
What is the first recommendation you make to your students?
The first thing I do with students is have them record how they spend their time. Only when they have a good idea of where their time is going and what they don't spend their time on do they really know what changes need to be made in the way they manage their time. Once they have a good idea of how they're already spending their time, I have them make a list of priorities for how they should be spending their time. Often, these look somewhat different from each other. By the time that students come to see me, they usually realize that something is very wrong. So having them compare the tasks they spend their time on now with the tasks they should be doing is an eye-opener for them.
I bet. What happens after they prioritize their tasks and time?
After that, I work with the students to set up some sort of planner that is easy for them to use and that they actually will use. For some students, it's a notebook or a day planner, but for others, it's simply teaching them how to use a scheduler that's probably already on their cell phone. Once they have their courses, their work schedules, and their homework time organized, they can see what kind of time they have for things that are a little lower on the priority list, such as parties, dating, and video games.
Does this work?
Often it does. Students come back to me and say that using the planner, either on paper or electronically, really helped them not only to organize their time and manage it better, but also to enjoy their free time more because they weren't worrying so much about when they'd have time to get that long-term project done. They knew they had set aside enough time to finish it as long as they stuck to the schedule they'd made, so they were able to enjoy being out with their friends all that much more. Students also tell me that it feels like they have a lot more free time, too. It's amazing how much a good schedule can help.